So our Katie Coleman is one of the few repeat guests we've had on Innovation Navigation. We talked to him in March of last year, March of 2014, about his previous venture, ING Direct. ING Direct was a hugely successful bank startup that we spent our last show talking a great deal about. Our Katie is now working on his next venture, ZenBanks, another potentially disruptive force in retail banking.
So ZenBanks is really based on a multi-currency bank account where you have foreign currencies in a bank account the way you have stocks in a stock account. And it allows the consumer to basically park money there, have it FDIC insured, and then turn around and buy currencies that that he or she can hold that they might actually use. And along with that, of course, comes an attached debit card. And so if you are one of the people that are the digital nomads, the ones that are traveling to Asia on business or a student or family. And it's amazing now the number of Americans that basically move across borders in a seamless way. They are more the citizen of the world than anything else. And what they would like to do is, of course, is very easily on their mobile, move money around, earn some interest, make that very cost effective. And you want to be able to tie that in with social media. You want in your bank account the ability to have a photograph and to send an alert and to send a message and to send money and receive money. And making that really easy and secure is actually a real, real great opportunity for, think of it as a global bank account that a lot of Americans need today.
So, Arkady, what do you take from your previous experience at ING Direct about how to start a major new venture in the financial services industry?
Well, a couple of really interesting things. One of them is that, you know, when we started ING Direct, it was all about how things are being done in branches and, you know, what the level of automation was for consumers. And, you know, the real trick was in redesigning the product and then redesigning the process. And then in many ways, kind of re-engineering the consumer as well in terms of what the expectation should be. And the industry was pretty slow at moving in that direction. Now it's the same thing again on mobile, right? I mean, people are now basically trying to add mobile to their other ways of distributing, you know, products and services. And I think what happens is everything gets very gummed up. Even though it's a regulated product and a regulated industry, you do have to really think how people navigate differently on mobile and how they want to basically deal with interactions. And so the way alerts are used and the way receipts are distributed and the way things are confirmed need to be really done in a way that is socially engineered in a different way. So, I mean, think of it. You know, you try to go to a newspaper these days, and if you want to stop the delivery because you're going on holidays, right, you can do it with a click of a button. You sure as hell can't freeze or close a bank account with a button, and you should be able to. Well, why put anybody through the agony of the tyranny of an hour phone call, you know, to close something?
Say you wanted to sabotage innovation at ZenBanks. You wanted to prevent these different offices from working well together. What would you do differently?
Well, if you wanted to sabotage it, right, you basically, you know, follow that old adage that that I used to hear in Switzerland, which is, you know, I was recruiting workers and human beings showed up. And if you focus a lot more on personality and people issues, right, you end up with interpersonal conflict, right, then all of this breaks down. You know, you need to create harmony and you need to create trust and you need to create, you know, an ability for people to work together. And that is always based on the premise that people have to like each other. If you really don't like each other, the chances of you working well together are pretty well zero. And that's true if you're a sports team or whether you're a you're a hotel or you're ZenBanks, right? And there has to be a certain amount of flexibility. Now, along with that comes a new discipline, which is if you're going to work remote, you're going to work in this kind of manner, right? You do have to have your act together. You do need to be a bit disciplined to, you know, basically show up on time, work on time, get your work done, right? I mean, there's a bit of onus there because the the format doesn't force you into it. You have to force yourself into it.